I don't know if you can remember the first time you heard that song, but I was thinking about that today. During the invitation today, I was trying not to get convicted. I know that sounds callous and unloving, but usually when I'm up here trying to sing the invitation, I'm trying not to think about the song or the words because I don't want to break down crying or, you know, I was getting convicted. I wanted to stop halfway through and come to the altar myself, and I made it through the invitation, and then I didn't get the real conviction, or you would say, you know, God spoke to my heart because I didn't know how to say it. I couldn't put my thoughts along that line until I walked out of here and walked to the hallway where Chantel had all the junior kids lined up. And I thought about what I was trying not to think about during the invitation of, you know, the Holy Spirit moving. Thankful that our church has an invitation, period. But I'm thankful that our pastor listens to the Holy Spirit and that we had an extended one today. Chantel said, what's going on in there? It seems like it's taking a long time. But that idea of conviction, Holy Spirit being free to work, no matter if it takes a few extra minutes. The fact that, you know, there were some old-timers down here. I try not to look around, too. I'm trying to keep my head down. Sometimes I get convicted about that, too, because I say, well, if so-and-so is down here, I better go down there with them. But there were some old-timers and some younger ones, and I thought when I walked out in the hallway, whose job is it to pass that on to those kids out there? Because I don't remember the first time I heard that song. I remember the songs that speak to my heart. That is one of them. But that idea of the first time you picked up a truth, you know, the first time the Holy Spirit moved in your heart and you thought about Jesus went to the cross for me. It was a personal thing. You know, Jesus died on the cross for my sin. Whosoever, I'm one of the whosoever. And the way that that a song can speak to us, the way that Scripture and the way that just as I am can remind us that God accepts us, you know, we come as we are and he begins the transformation. Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed. And that idea of ask yourself the question every now and then. I read two verses about two different men. Noah and Enoch walked with God. And this is when I got peace about the message as well. We need to ask ourselves that question. Can two walk together except they be agreed? If I want to deliver, or I want somebody, whoever it may be, to deliver the truth to the next generation, the little kids waiting out in the hallway, they were very well behaved and paying attention, waiting for mom and dad or grandpa and grandma. If I want that same spirit of conviction and joy and peace, and I want them to get under conviction every now and then, just like the old timers do, then I better make sure that I'm walking with God, and I better make sure that those around me are walking with God, because can two walk together except they be agreed? So tonight, I think probably I'm echoing poorly what Pastor said this morning, but keep walking with the Lord. And the way that you walk with somebody is you agree with them. You agree on the direction that you're going. I think about my own life, can't help it, but you think about all the things that God put in your life to kind of push you back into the road, push you back into the path. I know I won't call him out by name, but one of the men, when we sang that song in choir today, talked about, we were singing about some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. And he said, I'm trying not to think about where my mind is going, the trials that I've been through in life, that God is with us all in the night season and all the day long, that God is with me. I'm trying not to remember that trial because I'm trying to get the message across and tell somebody else how good God is. But that idea to ask every now and then, if men walked with God and men and women got convicted and responded to the Holy Spirit, then I need to ask myself that question every now and then as well. Am I walking with God? And that means I'm in agreement with him. I'm in agreement about my salvation. A lot of time I'll talk to people and they'll say church is good or religion is good for that group of people, for those people, for somebody that's been through that trial. It's good for so-and-so. It's good for my brother or my grandson. It's good for the little kids. The little kids need to be in church, or little kids need to hear about Jesus. But that line of separation where salvation was good enough for somebody else, but it's also good enough for me personally. For me, it's we got to agree with God when it comes to our salvation, that we're a sinner, that God offered salvation to us, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if we're walking with God, then we can't agree with God and walk with him if we don't agree with the fact that we are a sinner in need of salvation and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if we walk together with God, we're going to agree with him. We're going to agree with him about our sin. And again, this is easier said than done sometimes, because We have a reason for the things that we allow in our life. We have an internal logic for the things that we say and the things that we do. And it's hard for us to look at somebody else and take their perspective, and sometimes it's difficult, the older we get, to make sure that we have God's perspective. God's perspective on our sin. We're supposed to walk with him, so we're supposed to agree with him about the sin that we have in our life. And we're supposed to hate it more, and we're supposed to be farther from it the older that we get and say, you know what, God, I still agree with you. I still agree with you about my sin, and I see it more and more every day. I realize the wretchedness of my soul, and I agree with God, and I want to walk with him and agree with him about my salvation, agree with him about my sin, agree with him about the desires that I have in my heart. People walk together, they usually identify with each other. You know, you see two people walking down the road, they usually are talking to one another. They're agreed on the destination that they're headed toward. If they are friends, they try to keep the same speed and the same distance, and they try to look out for one another. And if we're together walking with God, then our desires should align. The things that we want to do, the things that we want to do, not the things that we end up doing, but the things that we desire to do. The Bible says that delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Put your focus on Christ, and your goals will align. The one that you're walking with, as we walk with God, are we in agreement with him? Can two walk together except they be agreed? And God again, he calls us to holiness. He calls us to a surrendered will. God does not force his will on anybody. I think somebody said it this morning, but Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. He offers us a choice. Take the yoke of Christ upon you, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest. The Bible says to put on the new man. Again, it gives us that opportunity to make a choice and to say, I'm not going to let the old man rule my nature. I'm not going to let the old man rule my desires. I'm going to choose to put on the new man. And he asks us to be holy. He asks us to remember that we're separated and set apart for a purpose. I was trying to tell the little kids today, there's a reason you're supposed to get up every day. There's a reason you're supposed to make your bed and brush your teeth. And maybe mom and dad or grandpa and grandma, they don't tell you, they don't explain it as well as they could or they should. But there's a reason for everything that you do in life. And so much more for our spiritual life. There's a reason that God calls us into a life of holiness. There's a reason that God wants us to agree with him about our sin. There's a reason that God wants us to have a surrendered will, like we sang about this morning. Just as I am, that we come to God and he says, if you're surrendered to me, I can use you. If you choose to walk with me, if you choose to agree with me, I can use you. You can delight in doing the will of the Father. It can be what you want to do. It doesn't have to be what you have to do or what you're trying to, you know, run from the lightning bolts and stay in the good graces of God. It can be the desire of your heart. It can be what you want to do. Just like you look at a young child and say, you know, I want a little bit of that Holy Ghost conviction. I want a little bit of that divine intervention. I want to see the Lord. I want to see God working in their life the way that he has in mind. And God says, walk with me. Agree with me. Walk with me. It was Jesus' delight to do the will of the Father. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 40, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is written within my heart. That walk with God, it talks about communication, fellowship. Anytime I get in an argument with somebody here, I say, remember the name of the church. It's fellowship. We're supposed to be getting along with each other. We're supposed to be talking to each other. You're not talking to me. And sometimes we get in an argument. We get in a misunderstanding. And most of the time, it's because we're not talking to one another. People that walk together and agree with each other, they talk to one another. They say, hey, you know, the other day, I think you said such and such. Is that what you said? Or they say, maybe I misunderstood. There's back and forth. I love all the married couples, but my favorites are the ones that say, we get in a fight every now and then, or we have a misunderstanding every now and then, or we talk through it, we walk through it. And people that walk together and agree with one another, they have some clarification every now and then. They have some fellowship that they have to restore. And they said, hey, I want to agree with you because I'm walking with you. And we have the same thing with God. That's why we pray. That's why we go to God and say, here's what I'm thinking, Lord. I know it's not aligned with your will. I know it's not right. I've got bitterness. I've got unforgiveness. I've got desire that's not from God. I've got sin, and we tell God, we pour our hearts out to God, and we say, this is where this is what I think. I know I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong so I can get right. That fellowship or communication with God. And then again, and we do this not for ourselves alone. Our blessings should be on ourselves, but also for those that follow after us. Again, I know I heard all the special music. I didn't hear the message, but the people that follow after us, they're only going to be in their strength, in their desire, in their conviction, in their Holy Spirit following, they're only going to follow as much as they have observed others doing it. You know, no one wants to be the crazy person that goes beyond their leading and beyond their authority. They're only going to respond, in many cases, they're only going to respond to the level that they've seen it and an example that's been put before them. And that goes along with the things that when we walk with God, we desire to grow. Again, I get convicted most of the time. I only tell you every now and then. We sing that song in junior church. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you know, grow, grow, grow. And one of the sweet little girls, you know, she's always so nice and polite. She said, "Mr. Adam, do you read your Bible every day?" And I said, "Well, you know, the Bible's available to us." I did a real good job of dodging the question because I thought, can I say every day? Because she emphasized the every day. And I'm like, well, I have the Bible on my phone. I got the Bible on, you know, in the pictures. I got the Bible. It's all around us. We always have every opportunity to read our Bible every day. And she said, "You didn't answer my question." And I said, I said, I try. And I said, and I thought, I'm like, I think I did. I'm pretty sure I did. But we get convicted because that idea of we're walking together and I tell somebody, you ought to do this. You ought to read your Bible and pray every day. Well, did you? I think I did. I'm pretty sure I did. But I said the next time she asked me that question, I'm going to know for sure. I'm going to know for sure next time if she asked me that question. And we still sing that song every week, so I haven't stopped singing the song, so she won't ask the question. But that idea of walking together, growth, of checking on each other, accountability. Say, hey, I know you had a struggle with this in the past. How are you doing now? I know this was an issue before. How are you doing now? I'm not going to walk down the path and leave you behind. We're walking together. Growing in our knowledge of God. Growing in our experience. There's some things you can only learn by experiencing it. It's wonderful to hear a Christian talk about how God has worked in their life. It's so much better to experience it for your own, to have God work in your life and say, I know what you're talking about because the same thing happened to me. And to grow in our relationship with God, to grow in our peace and joy. People tonight talked about not their circumstances. They just said that God gave me peace about my circumstances. They talked about the things that might be going on around them, but they said that God gave me peace in the midst of the storm. These two guys that walked with God, they were both preachers. They both had to tell people a message that they did not necessarily want to hear. Noah said, it's going to rain. People are going to die if you don't get on the boat. There were people that heard the message, and they might have believed in the principle of an ark floating on water, but they didn't respond to it. The ark was available to save them, but they did not get on. There's going to be people in your life that you're going to ask them to walk with you, and they're not going to be willing to. That doesn't mean you should stop asking. That doesn't mean you should stop telling people. We should accept that there are those on the same path as us that might not have the same attitude and be at the same acceptance that you are in, at the same level that you are in. But we should still walk with them if they're headed in the right direction. We're walking with God. We're going in the same direction. We believe that we agree with him when it comes to our salvation. We agree with him when it comes to the desires of our heart. If I have a desire in my heart that I know is sin, then I should agree with God that it's sin. That's what it means to repent, to change my mind, because God's not going to change his mind. So I'm going to change my mind and say, all right, God, you're right, it's sin. That we should agree with God as we walk with him to grab onto holiness and keep ourselves accountable to him. Keep ourselves accountable to others. We should have that surrendered will and that communication, that fellowship, that when we do get out of sync, when we get a misunderstanding, that we come back to one another, we come back to God and say, what did I misunderstand? I know I've stumbled, I know I'm wrong, but tell me where I need to get it right. We should agree on that desire to tell others, to share with those that have not heard. Again, we look at some of the older Christians around us, and I don't want you to think that Christians never had a disagreement, that they never heard something the pastor said or thought the pastor said and had a question about it, had a disagreement about it, that they never got in a disagreement with another church member or the song leader or anybody. They never got in a disagreement. We should look at them and say, I think they thought their walk with God was more important than that disagreement. I think they thought agreeing with God was more important than getting off track or derailed. and they thought their walk with God and the witness they had for God and the peace and joy that God gives and the growth and the knowledge that we have from experiencing God, that that was more important than that disagreement or that distraction. I know husbands and wife, I joke about, you know, people that talk about having a tough time every now, being an encouragement to me. But a husband and wife that have stayed together, they've had disagreements. They've had things in life that they didn't see eye to eye on, even if they've been together for decades. But they said the relationship is more important than that disagreement. The example to our kids is more important than that disagreement. The joy and the peace and the fellowship are more important. And so as we walk together, let's be agreed. We can agree that our salvation comes from God. We can agree with God about our sin. We can agree that God calls us to be holy and that he wants us to be surrendered. I like to look at the middle verses in Psalms, and I'll close with this. That song, Higher Ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. But I like that. I think it's the second verse. It says, my heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. And again, I didn't get peace. I got a little bit quicker than that guy that just found a sermon at the last minute. But I didn't get peace about it until I walked out in that hallway. And I said, well, what's my desire today? What that question I need to ask myself. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Is that passion and that conviction and that joy and the leading of the Holy Spirit, is it worth passing on? Is it worth walking and agreeing with one another to pass on to the next generation? Or is it not? And we have to ask ourselves that question every day, and we have to agree with God that it is. We have to agree with God that there is something there that needs to be passed on in our salvation, in our growth, in our challenge to one another to be accountable, to stay in his word, to talk to God in prayer, and to tell others the good news of Christ. And again, we need to be reminded of that every now and then. I appreciate a day like today where over and over God says, I'm still good. I'm still what you need. I'm still fill every need that you have in life. And we need to agree and walk together as we go through this thing together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have already paid the price for our sin. Whether each of us tonight have acknowledged that, we know that we're all sinners. We know that that you proved your love. You commended your love that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I pray, Lord, that we'd remember that as Christians each and every day, how good you have been to us in the past. We remember that as we try to tell others how good you will be to them in their future. Help us as we think about the little children, those that have not yet experienced all that, that life has to offer. They haven't experienced the highs and the lows and the trials and seeing God work on their own life. But I pray, Lord, that we'd be the right example, that they'd find us faithful as we try to represent God in their life. I pray you bless us tonight. If there's one thing we ask ourselves this question tonight and say, I got 9 out of 10. I'm agreed with God in almost every area of my life, but there's one I know God is right, and I know I'm wrong. I pray, Lord, that we get back in agreement with you tonight so we can walk together, so we can be used greatly in your kingdom. I pray bless this time of invitation. I pray that you would have your will be done in this whole day. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, sending Jesus to be our Savior. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.